I got roped into doing this special because Christmas is really fun. And of course, you know, being of Puerto Rican descent, Puerto Ricans celebrate Christmas for about 2 months, really.
Oh, yeah. It's not just a day. It's a lifestyle.
That's right. That's right. You know, I mean, when I was a kid, we had the parrandas. The people would come to the door and they would be singing and playing music, the country music, you know.
Christmas carols.
Yeah, but they were parranda style, you know. So they come and they sing and then you give them a little rum and some sweets and then they go to the next door and do the same thing.
And this is in New York.
Yeah, it's in New York. But, you know, they do this in Puerto Rico. That's where it came from, you know.
And so on Sunday during Salsa con Jazz, what is Christmas in the Caribbean? How are you planning the show?
Okay, well, you know what? Christmas in the Caribbean is different. I mean, every island has its own style of celebrating and its own special things that it does. It's like lots of jewels in the crown, and they're all a different color. And it's all a Christmas crown. So, you know, we're going to celebrate food and music and stories from as many of the islands as we have time to do, not just Puerto Rico and Cuba, but, you know, we'll cover Haiti and the Dominican Republic. We'll even cover some stuff from South America that's been influenced by our Afro-Cuban music. You know, one thing that we're going to play for sure is Yomo Toro, who is a wonderful cuatro player from Puerto Rico. He passed away just about, I'm thinking about 2 years ago now, but you can correct me if you want, because I'm not good that way. but I don't remember the deaths so much. But you know what? He was a marvelous man. Everyone loved him. And he has a Christmas album, Yomo Toro Celebrates Christmas.
Yomo Toro, he kind of turned this Christmas favorite a little bit. Real strong feeling.
He turned it into his. He made it his. And it's a little deceiving in the beginning. You know, when you listen to the intro, you don't know what's coming up. And then all of a sudden it falls into the Christmas song, the one that we all know and love, you know, the one that we all sing in English. But this is just such a beautiful version. Lots of fun. I think it's perfect.
Janine Santana, host of Salsa con Jazz, doing Christmas in the Caribbean this Sunday. Any chance that you're going to run out of music?
No way. No way. There is no chance of running out of music. I have special friends that also just might be popping up with some music of their own from their personal collections. I will bring music from my personal collection at home. I promise I won't sing, at least not on mic. And and we also have a wonderful collection here at KUVO as well.
I wonder what the difference is between palm trees and sand and snow and pine trees. It's different.
It's very different, you know. I mean, you might have some white sand in a couple of spots, but but you know what? The kids don't know. They didn't know what reindeer were. We used to leave some hay or some grass that you go out and pick in a shoebox for the camels, for the Three Kings, you know. And on Three Kings Day, that's January 6th. That's not. Buena Noche is the night before Christmas. We have a big meal. And there might be some singing, and maybe we'll open some presents too, because, you know, we're here. But really, you know, Three Kings Day, when they arrived with presents, that's when we open ours too. And we fed camels, you know, instead of reindeer.
Christmas in the Caribbean, this Sunday's Salsa con Jazz. Thank you, Janine.
Oh, my pleasure. I hope everybody tunes in. We're going to have a wonderful time. It's going to be our own little Christmas party on Salsa con Jazz.